Technology Quarterly.
Caught in a bear hug. Robotics. A newly designed robot can recover casualties from battlefields and might also be able to make itself useful to soldiers in other ways.
Killing a soldier removes one enemy from the fray. Wounding him removes three, the victim and the two who have to carry him from the battlefield. That cynical calculation lies behind the design of many weapons that are intended to incapacitate rather than annihilate. But robotics may change the equation. The Battlefield Extraction Assist Robot, or BEAR for short, is, in the words of Gary Gilbert of the United States Army's Telemedicine and Advanced Technology Research Center, TATRIC, a highly agile and powerful mobile robot capable of lifting and carrying a combat casualty from a hazardous area across uneven terrain. When it is not saving lives, it can perform difficult and repetitive tasks, such as loading and unloading ammunition. The current prototype, BEAR, is a small, tracked vehicle with two hydraulic arms and a set of video cameras that provide a view of its surroundings to its operator via a wireless link. It has been developed by TATRIC in collaboration with Vecna Technologies, a company based in Maryland that invented the robot. Daniel Theobald, BEAR's inventor and Vecna's boss, says versatility is at the heart of the robot's design. It would be completely impractical if you had robots with a sole duty to rescue soldiers because they would spend most of their time unused, he says. The whole idea from the start was to design a general-purpose robot. The BEAR's operator can control the robot in two ways. One, a joystick can be embedded into the grip of a rifle and manoeuvred by the soldier's fingertip when he is holding his weapon to his shoulder. The advantage of this is that he does not need to put his gun down to rescue his comrades. The other means of control, a special glove designed by Anthrotronix, another Maryland firm, can sense the wearer's hand movements and direct the BEAR accordingly. If, for example, the gloved hand moves to the left, the robot will follow. If the hand moves backwards, the robot will slow down or stop. If the glove's wearer closes his fist, the robot takes that as an instruction to grip an object with its arms. Over the past year, BEAR has been tested at the Army's Infantry Center Maneuver Battle Laboratory in Fort Benning, Georgia. It has shown that it can travel at around 12 miles per hour, that's 19 kilometers per hour, across a flat surface. It can also move over soil, sand, and gravel, through trees and inside buildings, albeit at lower speeds. Several more years of tests are planned. This is the Army, after all. But Dr. Gilbert is optimistic that BEAR will come through them. If it does, soldiers will be able to get on with their primary job of killing the enemy, without having to worry so much about what the enemy has done to their friends.